We are now in March, which means that you're probably reflecting on the New Year's resolution that you had, you know, at the end of December, start of January, the thing you thought about that you're going to kick off the new year with, that new goal, or maybe it's an old goal that you just keep trying to achieve. And you're either in the category of, yes, I'm happy with my progress or achievement of goal, or you're in the vast majority, which is, I'm not happy. Where did the time go? Where did my goal go? Why am I not seeing the results? What on earth happened? And if you're in that camp, it's very common. Don't stress. It happens to the best of us, but it's one that you want to address as soon as you can so that maybe, you know, as time goes by, the rest of this year and years onwards, you are starting to see better outcomes when it comes to your goals, because it's not fun setting goals and then not seeing the outcome. And that's why today it's about talking about what you need to do at the fundamental level to set goals the right way, i.e. talking about the difference between the goals that succeed and the those that fall through. So without further ado, let's get right into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today we're talking about goal setting, a topic that is not new here, but is one that probably warrants repeating again. Today specifically, we're going to be talking about the differentiating factor when it comes to goals that succeed and goals that fall through. And we're going to look at that through the lens, or I guess the situation of how now we're in March and then the New Year's resolutions have either progressed or very likely have not progressed to the way that you expected or to your liking. Now, when it comes to goal setting, while, yeah, goals are really just this declaration to yourself at the end of the day, it's just this in a sense, until it's achieved, it's this arbitrary result that you are hoping for. It does matter how you create them, because if you create them in the right way, you will have the right mindset and the right clarity and strategy behind it to actually see it through. And one of the words I just mentioned there is the operative word for today's episode: clarity. Setting the goals the right way starts with clarity. Okay, having clarity on exactly what you want to achieve. And that doesn't mean just knowing, you know, I want to lose weight, I want to gain muscle. That's not true clarity. Clarity is understanding how you're going to measure it. What does that look like for you? Why are you trying to achieve it? What does it mean to you? And of course, at the end of the day, what you're going to do to achieve it. But that's a strategy thing. That's a different topic for a different day. But clarity, that's the thing that I want to kind of hold on to. Clarity is one of the big pillars when it comes to setting goals in the right way. The difference between goals that succeed and goals that fall through is clarity. I keep mentioning the word clarity, but it needs to be said. Clarity, clarity, clarity. Most people, when they come to the start of the year, or whenever they're setting goals, really, they have an idea of what they want to achieve. They don't have clarity on what they want to achieve. And I know it sounds like semantics, you know, kind of like drawing straws, kind of, you know, being pedantic with the details and being a bit of a smart ass. I get it. But if you can look beyond that and look at the fine line there, there is a difference. An idea is this kind of conception of what maybe you want to achieve. Clarity is knowing exactly what that looks like and how you can go about achieving it. And alongside clarity, the thing that separates goals that succeed and those that don't is the longevity. Now, when I say longevity, I don't mean that you have to now sit down and think of a goal that's going to be super long, you know, in long term. All I'm talking about is that you're giving it a timestamp. You're thinking about it from a time point of view. You're not just saying arbitrarily, I want to lose weight, I want to gain muscle, I want to perform better at basketball. You're not doing that. You're kind of creating a way, okay, within 6 months, I want X, Y, and Z by ABC. with da 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 da. Do you get what I mean? So juggling that clarity and that time-based thing aspect to it is a key thing that separates goals. And now that you've heard those two things, you're probably thinking, oh, wait, that sounds very familiar. And if so, it's probably because you are familiar with SMART goal setting. Okay, SMART, an acronym, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-based. Now, the clarity side of things encapsulates a lot more, you know, a big chunk of that SMART. And then obviously the T part, the time-based, is the longevity side of things that I'm talking about. But because when the new year hits, most people just throw out an idea out there and they don't really have clarity or a time-based expectation or idea or, you know, whatever, you know. Because of that, they're just kind of following this idea of what they want to achieve, but they don't really have the structure and the framework behind it. Their goals lack substance, in a sense. Maybe that's the way to look at it. It lacks substance. And that's what the differentiating factor is when it comes to goals that succeed and goals that don't. You need to have that clarity. You need to have that time aspect to it, because that allows you to visualize more effectively of where you are now and where you want to get to, and maybe just then, what can you do to bridge that gap? Obviously, bridging that gap comes to specific strategy, nutrition, training, all those other aspects of your lifestyle, which comes to, you know, having a plan in place, which is a different, you know, different story. But if you don't start with a goal that is so vivid to you, but also it's like kind of so clear, then you're setting yourself up for potential failure. Look, not everyone that starts off with a goal that lacks this is going to not see the results. I'm not saying that. I'm not silly. Like, people succeed in all different ways. But a lot of people don't succeed with their goals, especially their New Year's resolutions. And if that's you, come now that we're in March and you're wondering what's happening, maybe it's that lack of clarity. Maybe look at it and go, what can I do now for the rest of the year? Don't worry about New Year's resolutions. Goals are, you know, can be any time. But just start implementing more clarity and think about the longevity of the goal. And I'm sure you're going to start seeing a better results outcome. Okay. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share about it. If you obviously got questions about it, because this can be a very intangible topic, I understand that completely. Let me know, you know, if you're struggling to come up with goals or structure your plan or get yourself out of that hamster wheel of dieting. I understand it. It's very common, but just reach out to me. We'll have a chat, go from there. But other than that, I really hope it's kind of helped you. You know, I hope it's provided some value for you today. And as always, if this podcast is providing value, if you're getting something from this and it's helping you out, I really would appreciate it. Just drop me a review so I know how it's helped you, or a rating if you're like on Spotify, you know, 5-star review, 5-star rating. Let's share how this podcast is valuable so we can grow it and help more people and build a community here. And yeah, thank you in advance, of course, for that as well, if you do so. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.